Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 12th of August, recording at 9:07 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights on what is a really, really interesting day. There's so many, aren't there, but this one does definitely qualify. Asian stock markets were weaker. Notably, China got clobbered, breaking down, well, that's an exaggeration, but fell sharply, and it's broken below its reaction low that it saw the day after the key day reversal that we've mentioned so many times. That dragged down a number of the other Asian stock markets, not least Hong Kong, down over 3%. The European stock markets were mixed, softer in a number of instances, but then firmed as Wall Street came in stronger. Wall Street saw some pretty good gains, then gave them up after the Fed announcement, where the Fed basically said that most of their quantitative easing in terms of the buying of government bonds, they felt they would wind down by October. So Wall Street sold off, but then rallied back up to new highs for the day before closing maybe with 80% of those gains. So gains of up to 1.5% nearly on the NASDAQ. And other excitement, U.S. dollar was a little bit weaker in here, and we saw it some reversals. So for instance, the Antipodean currencies, which have been so strong but weakened last Friday, were weaker earlier today, but then rallied as Wall Street continued to rally. Precious metals also turned around and mostly reduced losses. Silver had the best day in the sector. It's back above 1450, currently 1454 on the September contract as I speak. Gold bullion gave up some of those gains. It's at 946.55, so that's just modestly higher. It was up to 952. Platinum, which had dipped down to 1226, lost at 1246. It's up slightly. So firmer tone generally. The industrial metals were really quite strong, led by copper, up 9 cents today. Big range on it here today as well. Sugar, which has been screaming higher on crop damage, was strong again today. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, what must be said is that the leaders, and those are mainly I'd say certainly a big contingent of leaders, are the Asian emerging markets. China, I think, is quite a bellwether here, and China has moved into a well-earned reaction and consolidation phase amongst concerns over whether China is going to try to rein in some of the speculation that's been taking place in its stock market. There has been a lot of comment on that in the West, and dare I say even hysteria on the subject, or possibly wishful thinking on the subject from China phobes, if that's not being too cruel or critical. But I think you probably know what I mean. And my view is that, it's been all along that China was getting overextended, the uptrend was steepening, and that it was susceptible to a spillover, a reaction and consolidation, including a reversion towards the mean, represented by that rising 200-day moving average. Owen and I have mentioned this and often illustrated it on almost a daily basis, because the China leash effect is growing in importance, and not just in Asia. Well, so that is signaling a further pause and reaction and consolidation. That's normal. That's what markets do when they get overextended. I don't want to read any more into it than that. It strikes me as inconceivable that China would complete its stock market recovery and bull market cycle, in my view, without seeing at least one reaction along the way. As you might recall from the last bull market, which really didn't take off until about 2005, 2006, that China saw two pauses. One was just a range of several months, and another was a sharper reaction. Neither one of those got back to the mean in terms of the 200-day moving average, but they closed the overbought condition, and I think we might see something similar this time. Elsewhere, Wall Street's rally today is impressive, but I think overall, what is the probability is that we will see more ranging than trending in here right now. And the odds of another big move on the upside in the short term, as paraphrasing Owen's comment of yesterday, which I quoted, but the odds of another big move on the upside by stock market indices in the short term is smaller than the risk of some sort of ranging reaction phase. I don't think that's anything to become too worried about. Overall, I think we're in the second psychological phase of a bull market move, and that's the wall of worry phase. I've written about that today, so I won't talk about it anymore here. You can see that. Now, elsewhere, the long-dated government bonds, the U.S. Treasuries, reversed some modest early gains as Wall Street rallied. And again, I think bond markets are going to continue to take their cue from the stock market activity overall. Our view really is that there's not that much upside in terms of long-dated government bond prices beyond some periodic short covering. They'll be firmer when there are stock market jitters, and we are quite possibly moving into a period when there may well be some stock market jitters. I'd be surprised if there weren't, as investors relive the anniversary of the meltdown that had occurred last year. More importantly, they know that there's not much evidence of a depression out there. There's certainly evidence of a very severe recession. And this is worst in the Western economies, and but even there, we've seen earnings improvements, although those earnings improvements owe more to cost cutting than they do to sales. So we prefer investments in the areas where we're getting genuine economic growth. And that's led again by Asian emerging markets and the resources producers. So we strongly favor overweights in those areas. Tech's not doing badly as well. As for the rest, it's a matter of cherry picking and bargain hunting that some people are doing in areas that look very overextended. Personally, I'm giving that a miss in this cycle. I want to stay with the leaders and the fuller money themes that have served us well during the bullish phases of stock market activity. I don't think we need to seriously worry about these stock markets, as I mentioned before, until central banks are serious about tightening monetary policy to head off the inflation that we do anticipate is further down the road. And I think we already know, as I've said many times, where that inflation is most likely to show up, and that will be in asset prices for equities and also commodities. We won't see much inflation in wages, and I don't think we'll see much in manufactured goods, at least not competitive manufacturing goods. Individually within countries, you may see some further inflation pressures due to import costs, and those are going to rise, not least as shipping rates pick up and the cost of fuel for transport also increases. Now, what about these precious metals? I have to confess to being or finding it mildly annoying that so many of these markets are currently taking their cue from what Wall Street does. And that's been the case for what, at least a couple of months now. If we get strength on Wall Street, we see commodities quite strong, we see the dollar weaker, and vice versa. If Wall Street's weak, then we tend to get the dollar firming up a bit. Not a whole lot, because the dollar is mostly ranging, and it's not all that strong within its ranges as well, and it's positively soft against the Antipodean currencies, and has been for quite some time, and also against most of the Asian currencies as well. But nevertheless, on a day-to-day basis, we do see this knee-jerk response by commodity markets, and also to a lesser extent the currencies, taking their cue from Wall Street. Well, it'll go on until it stops. It's psychological, and there's no deep fundamental reason for this actually taking place, and so many moves of a shorter to intermediate term nature in stock markets are purely down to the vagaries of crowd sentiment. Something becomes fashionable, and it continues for a while until it eventually stops, because there's really nothing else behind it beyond the sentiment that I mentioned. The intriguing factor regarding the precious metals is, will they complete on schedule another 18-month consolidation and take off on the upside sometime in September? Well, I don't know, and neither does anyone else, but that hypothesis is still very much on the table. I think that not too many people are talking about it, although the fact that we've been talking about it almost daily has put the word out somewhat, and no doubt some others have come up with the same observation as well. But I get the impression that most people are bored with precious metals right now, and that's no bad thing, provided we still see sideways to a higher ranging as it completes this period of seasonal underperformance prior to the seasonal period of outperformance, which, as I said, commences in September and really carries well into the first quarter of the new year. Well, we will see. I'm not betting the ranch on any of these things, particularly as I have this medical leave coming up. This is a good moment for me to mention that I will be working. I said I'd take a little short holiday prior to going into hospital, and I will work through Tuesday, the 18th of August. That's next Tuesday, and then I will be off on a short holiday, and then the medical leave, and I'll come back from that in first in terms of just observing and commenting through Owen, and gradually, as quickly as I sensibly can. Okay, now what else to mention here? I commented that the dollar was a little bit weaker in here today. Commodities very much firmer, again following that leadership that or following that cue from Wall Street. That's also pushed the crude oil price back above $70 today. Most of these commodities are quite firm overall. And an exception or exceptions would be the grain and bean complex is softer, and some of the meat prices have been softer as well. But orange juice and coffee and sugar in particular have been on a spectacular roll. Owen's been on top of that story for quite some time, and very, very wet weather in Brazil is a contributing factor, we think, to that move. The industrial metals, led by copper, have been a very strong area additionally. And I like to have some representation in that industrial metal sector. To my chagrin, I've missed that run or chose not to participate, and we saw it happening, but the big contangos had concerned me. I do find the soft commodities a little bit hairy in that they're about as volatile as anything gets. And one of the reasons for that is that those markets are relatively thin. And another reason for that volatility is that agricultural commodities are one of the few sectors, among all markets, where the fundamentals literally can change overnight due to the vagaries of weather and other factors that can impact on crops. And I think that's pretty much it here today. Again, a very interesting day, as I've mentioned, and I'll just say all the very best to all of you for another day.